This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got a lot to talk about. Japanese Prime Minister is apparently going to be taking some time off or resigning because of health issues. In the same moment, we had breaking news that out of Japan, they have a flying car. I don't know if the two are related, but a flying car. We've been waiting for this since Back to the Future 2. Looks like it might be a reality. We have a lot of discussion about insect repellent and how it can kill COVID. We don't want you guys spraying insect repellent around the house or on your food, but we have some good news with insect repellent. A lot of issues coming out of the south with Hurricane Laura and the Lake Charles chemical plant. We'll talk about what chemicals are being exuded into the air and, unfortunately, what that can cause. A lot of debate on Nancy Pelosi's suggestion that the debates get canceled, that Joe Biden does not debate Donald Trump. We knew this was coming. Do the debates even matter at this point? And is that going to be the best primetime television ever if we could finally get those two in a room? I was a little underwhelmed by the whole Hillary Clinton-Donald Trump debate. I didn't like it. It was kind of hard to watch, so I don't even know if I could watch this one. Oh, my gosh. We got a lot of news, and I apologize. I don't have all my screens up. Oh, yeah. Coronavirus can travel through the toilet pipes. Yeah, it is so cool. I don't know if you guys remember Porky's. There was a snake. People put snakes in the toilet, and they went up. Apparently, coronavirus can, like, travel through toilet pipes. So, I don't know. It's a crazy day. As you can see, we've got a very, very busy show on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, in the fallout of the Jacob Blake shooting, NBA, MLB, Major League Baseball postponed games. So last night was supposed to be the Vegas Golden Knights up against the Canucks. I had to look it up. A Canuck, it's like a Canadian Canuck. It's kind of like the term Brit. Some people think it's inflammatory, and some think it's kind of just kind of a cute thing. So anyway, the Vegas Golden Knights were supposed to play third game of the Canucks, right? Or the Canucks, however you pronounce it. And NHL decided to also postpone their games in light of the Jacob Blake protests, who had gotten shot 7 times when he had walked around his car, looked like he was going in to grab something, allegedly it was a knife. He got shot. So as sports have kind of done something unprecedented where they are postponing games as a result of a shooting or a cause, many people kind of didn't realize that there were conventions going on. Okay, I've been watching hockey this whole time, and I apologize. I know I'm in journalism. I know I should be, you know, watching everything going on in the news, political, but I got to tell you, I go to sports to escape the politics. So I didn't really sit and watch the Democratic National Convention, and I haven't been watching the Republican National Convention. But what happened is I was so set, and we were all ready, and we had food, and we were all ready for the game last night, that when the game didn't play, we changed the station. And when we wanted to cover news and watch news, you know, of what was going on with Hurricane or Tropical Storm Laura and whatever, the convention was on. So I caught the tail end, and I caught Ivanka Trump speaking, and she did a great job. She's a great speaker. It was kind of interesting because she almost looked like she was kind of running for office herself. She kept talking about what she and her father did. So I think something there is coming. I think Michelle Obama's going to be running for office, and I think she's going to be running for office. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's going to be those two up against each other one day, because I just see them both in politics, having a huge career in politics. So she did her speech, and then all of a sudden Donald Trump came on. And And, you know, I'm going online, and I'm looking online, and all of a sudden, all these people who would have been watching the Vegas Knights game or would have been watching hockey is now watching the Republican National Convention. And I could just bet real money that the Donald Trump speech was watched more than any other aspect of any of the conventions yet combined, because there was no hockey. People aren't watching sports right now because the games have been postponed. Well, what happens when you watch a speech? Well, Donald Trump, you know, there was a lot of, you know, fanfare, and there was, oh my gosh, the singing. I need to get the soundtrack, okay? Oh my gosh, all the songs, you know, like that Hallelujah song? London, Hallelujah, that one, that, they were playing, singing that song, and that was a good song. And then they did Love Bohem, and there was so much, like, really good music, and they had fireworks and all that. His speech was long. It was, I don't know, 90 minutes. It was a long, long speech. And you know, mind you, you know, he might have accomplished a lot, but he's not the best, you know, speaker, not the best public speaker. So it was kind of a long speech. But, oh my gosh, people saw it. A lot of people saw it. So he had an audience. He had a captive audience. We weren't watching sports. So there was no sports, so we were watching him. And he was able to reiterate all the things that he had done, whether you believe he did them or not. You know, here we are going, COVID stinks and the economy stinks and I don't know, I don't care, whatever. Just, you know, I don't know, what was it, Calgon Take Me Away, whatever that commercial was. Just, you know, I want to just exit 2020. Yet, he had this captive audience going, look, this is what I did. This is what I did before COVID. And this is what I'm still continuing to do. And this is where the stock market is. And so, you know, I just started to wonder if the boycotts that had happened inadvertently just gave Donald Trump one of the biggest pushes he needed this election year. And, you know, you could even wonder if maybe there were some people on the team that thought, you know, that maybe the boycott would help. And I'm not saying this is all planned, but if sports is canceled and, you know, people are ready to go and they want to watch something, and I understand a lot of people do drinking games. You know, there's people do drinking games whenever President Trump speaks or Biden speaks or Obama speaks. You know, every time somebody says Obamacare, let's do a shot. Or every time, you know, somebody says immigrant, whatever, undocumented, I don't know. China flu, which he said a few times. So any of you guys had a drinking game, I'm sure you stumbled out of the house after you watched that. But you just kind of wonder if, you know, it might have helped. So how much do these conventions help? Usually the conventions have to do, you know, with the base. Usually the conventions focus on the base. But you did have people kind of on the fence that might have gotten reminded about some things or might have kind of gotten their decision solidified that they didn't want to vote for him. So I do think that this time around there might have been a little bit more to these conventions than we would have thought. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, remember about a year or two ago we were told that we were pronouncing Japanese's prime minister's name incorrectly? Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was, I guess Japan had asked that we actually correct ourselves, and it's supposed to be Abe Shinzo. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And they said the Japanese people are referred to their family name first, followed by a given name, the same pattern as used in China and Korea. For almost a century and a half, Japanese names have been written in English the opposite way around, with the given name first. So the Japanese government had asked about a year or two ago that it be written as Abe Shinzo. just like Chinese President Xi Jinping and South Korean President Moon Jae-in. But unfortunately, this latest report goes back to the other way of his Shinzo Abe. So I apologize, but if I read it, it's supposed to be Abe Shinzo, so I apologize. But according to CNN, the longest-serving Japanese prime minister in history is resigning, citing health reasons. Apparently, he said, even though there is 1 year to go in my tenure and there are challenges to be met, I have decided to stand down as prime minister. This was at a press conference in Tokyo. Added that he would like to apologize to the people of Japan for being unable to fulfill his duties during the coronavirus pandemic. Apparently, he suffers from colitis, a non-curable inflammatory bowel disease. I'm not sure exactly what kind of colitis. There's multiple kinds. It's an inflammation of the colon. And this was a factor in his sudden resignation as prime minister back in 2007. He had ended his first term just over a year. He had been in Keio University Hospital in Tokyo for his second hospital visit in a week. He says, for almost 8 years, I control my chronic disease. However, this year in June, I had a regular checkup, and there was a sign of the disease. I made a judgment that I should not continue my job as prime minister. I need to fight the disease and need to be treated. He had been reelected after his first resignation in 2007. He was reelected back in 2012. And then since then, he won a landslide third term in 2017, a fourth term in 2019. He has a right-leaning liberal Democratic Party, I believe, fractured the Democratic Party that split into two in 2017. So he leaves, though, the Liberal Democratic Party in control of both houses of parliament, large majority in the lower house of representatives. So not sure if an LDP is going to succeed him. Japan is not a quote-unquote presidential system. Apparently the country's leader is chosen by parliamentarians. So we'll see what happens, and he's going to stay in office until a successor is chosen. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on in terms of his health. You know, was it a tumor? Was it? But for him to resign, that obviously means there's something that is pretty serious. Apparently, Shinzo had said, Japan is no longer the Japan of the past. We have succeeded in completely breaking through the wall of resignation. So he's been pretty popular with his Abenomics. And it included three arrows: massive monetary stimulus, increased government spending, and structural reforms. And so they believe that this had, you know, boosted the economy, boosting customer and investor confidence. As you remember, the tsunami and the Fukushima disaster really, really hurt them. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Obviously, the markets responded negatively to the news, but from what I understand, they've been bouncing back. So you guys probably have been following it more than I, because I've been on air, so I haven't been able to discuss it or even look. And what's been kind of distracting me is this flying car. Japan's flying car gets off the ground, and there was a person in it. There was a person in it. Oh, my gosh. So we have been waiting for the Back to the Future prediction that there would be flying cars by the year 2015. If you guys remember, Back to the Future 2 came out in the 80s, and we were supposed to have Jaws, I don't know, 27, Rocky 30, Nike Air that would blow us up, and I'd be able to, I guess, make us jump, hoverboards. I think the Cubs might have won the World Series again, not too sure, and then we're supposed to have flying cars. So people want flying cars, and the company's name is SkyDrive. Japan's SkyDrive Inc., among the myriads of the flying car projects around the world, has carried out a successful, though modest, test flight, and a person was on board. In a video shown to reporters on Friday, a contraption that looked like a slick motorcycle with propellers lifted several feet off the ground and hovered in a netted area for 4 minutes. Tomohiro Fukuzawa, sorry again about my mispronunciation, heads the SkyDrive effort, said he hopes a flying car could be made into a real-life product by 2023, but he acknowledged that making it safe was critical. Would you guys actually get into a flying car? I get scared even getting into an airplane. I just don't get it. I understand there's drift and lift and propulsion, and my husband's a pilot, and I don't get it. It's heavy. It's like the Titanic. You know, when you watch the movie, they're like, oh, but the Titanic can't sink because it's unsinkable. He said it's made of steel. I can assure you it'll sink. And I'm like, you got a plane, and you got all that metal, and you got all these people up. I mean, I fall down on the ground just standing up. So I'm like 5 feet from the ground, and I fall. Imagine being 500 feet. I just don't get it. I mean, I will fly in planes. I try not to think about it, and I just trust that, you know, God's helping it along. But I don't think I'm going to get into my own, a flying car that I have to operate by myself. I mean, I trust pilots. Pilots know what they're doing. Apparently, they get the whole physics. I was a bio major. I don't get it. I just don't get it. So they say of the world's more than 100 flying car projects, only a handful has succeeded with the person on board. They say, I hope many people will want to ride it and feel safe. I will pass. The machine so far can fly for just 5 to 10 minutes. Oh, yeah, I wonder if you need a charge. I mean, I don't get it. But that could then turn into 30 minutes. It'll have more potential, including exports to places like China. Unlike airplanes and helicopters, eVTOL, which is electric vertical takeoff and landing vehicles, offer quick point-to-point personal travel, at least in principle. They could do away with the hassle of airports and traffic jams and the cost of hiring pilots, and they could fly automatically. This is cool stuff, guys. It really is cool. I am scared to death, but it's cool. Battery sizes, they say air traffic control and other infrastructure issues are among the many potential challenges to commercializing them. Many things have to happen, according to Sanjeev Singh, professor at the Robotics Institute of Carnegie Mellon University, who co-founded the Near Earth Autonomy near Pittsburgh, which is also working on an eVTOL aircraft. If they cost $10 million, no one's going to buy them. If they fly for 5 minutes, no one's going to buy them. If they fall out of the sky every so often, no one's going to buy them. He said that in a telephone interview. He's right. If these suckers fall out of the sky, I'm not even going to go outside. I don't want one of these things falling on me. So they need to make it cheaper. It also needs to get, I mean, where I might do it is, well, see, here's all the problem here. Okay, when you fly one of these, it's not like you could get up and go to the bathroom. I mean, I know you really can't go to the bathroom in your car either, I guess. I guess that's not as important. But, you know, I'm thinking I would like something like this to fly to L.A. I go to L.A. a lot. So I would love to fly my own car to L.A. I don't need to fly to work because the drive isn't really that bad, and I love driving. I love driving. But I mean, let me fly to L.A. The problem is I have to stop to pee a couple times. The SkyDrive project began humbly as a volunteer project called Cartivator in 2012. With funding by top Japanese companies, including automaker Toyota, electronic company Panasonic, and video game developer Bandai Namco. So the demonstration flight 3 years ago went poorly, but it has improved, and the project recently received another round of funding. How much money did they get? $3.9 billion. That kind of money is being invested into this. The Japanese government is bullish on the Jetsons' vision with a roadmap for business. Oh, yeah, the Jetsons. Meet your Jetson, Jane, his wife. Yeah, the Jetsons had flying cars. The Flintstones. The Flintstones used a dinosaur. That was different, yeah. So you had the Flintstones and you had the Jetsons. It was some big dichotomy, whatever. So anyway, apparently they want to be able to have this for commercial use by the 2030s. I would like to see this in my lifetime. Experts are comparing the buzz over flying cars to the days when the aviation industry got started with the Wright brothers and the auto industry with the Ford Model T. Oh, people must have lost their mind when they saw the car. They probably freaked out and said, no, I trust my horse. And all of a sudden, everybody else got a car. And then they tried to get a car. But that was the thing with Ford. They had to make it, they had to make it affordable. If only the rich people were buying it, that would make people hate it more. So they had to make sure that it was something that, you know, everybody could get. Very, very cool. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Tahib. Kubo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The leader of the Democratic Party, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, said that she doesn't believe that Joe Biden should debate President Donald Trump.
Tell anybody I told you this, especially don't tell Joe Biden. I don't think that there should be any debates. I do not think that the President of the United States has comported himself in a way that anybody should, and has any association with truth, evidence, data, and facts. I wouldn't legitimize a conversation with him, nor a debate in terms of the presidency of the United States.
Biden has already agreed to take part in three presidential debates before the election. Nancy Pelosi called Trump's conduct during the 2016 debates with Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton disgraceful. This is USA Radio News. President Trump is offering up a full pardon, and USA's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump is granting a full pardon to Alice Johnson.
And we gave a commutation. That means we were able to get Alice out. And she has been just so outstanding, and I'm so proud of you. And we are giving Alice a full pardon. I just told her.
President Trump making that announcement during an Oval Office ceremony. Johnson was sentenced to life in prison for a nonviolent drug offense. The pardon also coming on the 57th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King delivering his I Have a Dream speech.
Walmart said that it may join Microsoft to buy the U.S. business of TikTok, the popular Chinese-owned video app that has become under fire from the president. They said in a statement that a deal with Microsoft could help it expand advertising business and reach more shoppers. Listen live anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, when I was on air yesterday, apparently Nancy Pelosi had made a statement saying that there shouldn't be any debates. And she doesn't think there should be debates this election period. I'm paraphrasing. And basically suggested that Biden should not be debating Trump. Well, the media ran with it. And it was something that we've kind of discussed on the show where, you know, with everything going on with, you know, the elections and mail-in ballots and whatever, I think we need to, you know, see a debate and see, you know, how they spar. And you know, it's a competition. You know, when the Olympics had to be put off, you know, and you saw games get postponed and preseason football get postponed because of COVID, you know, a lot of things changed. And the election couldn't be postponed because, you know, people threw a fit and I think they're all freaked out that, you know, this could go on forever with coronavirus. But remember, an election isn't just about votes. An election is a competition. And one of the parts to the competition, like a decathlon, is the debate. And so I've always been for there being a debate. Not because I think one person is going to look smarter than the other or whatever. That's not what wins an election. Okay? Somebody being a good debater, somebody who speaks well, it helps, but that's not really what sways voters. And it's very interesting. I think people are looking at the whole debate thing incorrectly. You know, I've talked about Donald Trump and some of his accolades and some of his criticisms. And, you know, one thing that Donald Trump is not going to go down in history for is one of the best orators, okay? You know, when he gives a speech and he goes off the cuff, he's just not a very good public speaker. He's more of a doer, all right? And we've had presidents that, you know, maybe they could, you know, say, ask not what your country could do for you, but what you could do for your country. And maybe they could come up with those bites and be really, you know, and it be, you know, historical. But we've had a lot of presidents where they just might not be that good a speaker. Bill Clinton could speak. Ronald Reagan could speak. All right? Donald Trump, he speaks. You might like his content if you support him, but he's not the best. He just doesn't have that oomph, that you know, that dazzle. So when people are saying, well, you know, you have to debate Trump, you know, I there should be a debate. Like I said, if we're going to go through with this election, then all parts to the decathlon have to be there. I mean, you know, you can't just pick and choose. But, you know, debate speaking isn't so much a strong point. He does, however, supersede many by his lack of filter. And his boom, getting to the punch. And so a debate, as long as he doesn't have to portray some sort of, you know, presidential wisdom or whatever, as long as he doesn't have to, you know, appear to fill a role, if he just has to bat, you know, attacks out the ballpark, I think he can do pretty well, and I think it's going to be very, very entertaining. Now we have Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a career politician. He can speak, but when he speaks, he's had some issues. Right? There's been some faux pas. There's been some gaffes. He will bring up other, but like Ronald Reagan, or he'll bring up, right, other politicians, and you know, sometimes he seems to go off on a tangent. I don't know what happened, but during one of his speeches, he talked about legs or curly hair or something. I don't know what he was talking about. And so he loses people. But that's not a reason to not debate, okay? You know, if you have already this sort of characterization online that you are hiding in a basement, which he's not. I don't think he appreciates anybody saying that, but it makes it look like the Democratic Party is trying to keep him away from the camera. You know, and he doesn't go for the debate, he's in trouble. I mean, I say he debates. All right? And I think he will be able to debate. He held his own up against Kamala Harris during the primary. Joe Biden can debate. The problem is I think they're worried that it's going to give the media more meat to go after him. Because if he does do a gaffe, or if he does mention Ronald Reagan, or I'm running against Joe Biden, or whatever the heck else he got caught saying. You see, what Trump has done is he's made his gaffes old news. Now, when somebody says, well, Trump said this, they're like, what else is new? You know, Trump kind of, remember, he kind of got this. I don't want to say he got it. He might have always had it, you know, with his personality. But remember, he was the one that kind of took over the whole Chris Christie role during the primary. Chris Christie was the one that was, like, saying whatever. You know, like we talked about Superstorm Sandy. I think he was the one that said, guys, you know, if we tell you to get out, you get the blank out. I mean, you know, he had that, you know, no nonsense, I'm just going to say it like it is. And it started to work for Chris Christie until Donald Trump got on the stage and he did the same thing. And then Chris Christie kind of lost his, that was kind of his thing. That was his shtick. So you couldn't have two of them. And Donald Trump sailed, and Donald Trump, for some reason, was able to capture, you know, most of the voters, ends up winning the primary. Joe Biden does hold his own on the stage, but can he hold his own up against Donald Trump? Well, if I was Joe Biden's political strategist or his, you know, speech maker or his, I know I'd be like, here, big bold letters, that's what you say. But if I was, I mean, I would love to see, I love strategy, and I love the whole game of elections. It's exhausting, and I can't wait for this election year and this COVID year to end. Trust me, I am so ready for a vacation. But I would be like, okay, look, you know, let's play offense, right? Let's put Trump on the defense. He might be able to bat things out of the ballpark, but if it's a weak answer, you could then capitalize on that. And I would give Joe Biden little sound bites. And people have asked me, why is Joe Biden needing all this extra care when he speaks? I don't know. I don't know if it's an age thing. I don't know if it's just he's been in politics so long and the field has kind of changed. So some of his old sound bites and things that he said and narrative just doesn't work anymore in the age of Trump and tweets and saying it like it is. But, you know, Joe Biden is a little old school, and you have new, younger voters. You have a whole new landscape. You cannot have a misstep. You can't go, oh, I meant this, or excuse me, I meant this. Every single thing is caught, taken out of context. And so the same thing that's happened to Donald Trump is also happening to Joe Biden. So it's like, you know, everybody gets attacked, okay? The liberals, conservatives, they all get attacked by media. So maybe the conservatives more so, but still. So Joe Biden used to not have to watch everything he said. Joe Biden could make a speech, run for office, whatever. And he could hug somebody or smell their hair or whatever. Now it's all over the place. Trump has kind of already built this, look, I was an outsider. I do my own thing. I like the ladies. What of it? So if somebody says Trump hit on a woman, there's like, nobody's jumping on that. Nobody, you know, if Trump says something that is off color, or he goes, I'd never date her, or whatever, there's a fatigue that's already happening with those things. I mean, it's not news anymore, because those who support Trump support him, those who don't support Trump don't. So the debate has to be about the middle, and there is still a middle, and the people that are undecided, and the debate has to be what is going to sway them, and what are they looking for? Well, if they're worried about the coronavirus, if they're worried about their business getting shut down, if they're worried about mandatory masks that are going to affect their business, if they're kind of worried about they're going to have to pay for free college, then those are the things that Joe Biden needs to, you know, hit. Just talk to the middle, and he might get through it. You know, either way, it's going to be interesting. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Mark David Chapman is back in the news. Some of you guys don't recognize the name. Many of you cringe when you hear those three names, Mark David Chapman. He's the one that killed John Lennon. He's been in jail, and he has been denied parole for the 11th time. He murdered John Lennon outside his New York apartment in 1980, just, I guess, hours after he got an autograph from him. He has been denied parole for the 11th time. A parole board at Wend Correction Facility near Buffalo, New York, has denied Chapman's release, though detailed reasons have not been given. He will have to wait 2 years before applying for parole again. His wife, Yoko Ono, who was with him when he was shot 4 times by Chapman, has long opposed parole and submitted comments to the parole board that were consistent with the prior letters, according to her lawyer, Jonas Herbstman. Chapman was sentenced to 20 years to life imprisonment and first became eligible for parole in 2000, because this happened in 1980. Prison officials published a transcript of the 10th hearing in 2018. In it, Chapman said, 30 years ago, I couldn't say I felt shame, and I know what shame is now. It's where you cover your face. You don't want to, ask for anything. He had previously said that he killed Lennon for fame and notoriety. I felt that by killing John Lennon, I would become somebody, and instead of that, I became a murderer, and murderers are not somebodies, he said in 2010. He chose John Lennon, he said, because he seemed more accessible to me. That his apartment building wasn't as cloistered as other celebrities. If it wasn't Lennon, it could have been somebody else, he said. So in 2018, he spoke of an internal tug of war over whether to carry out the killing, which he did hours after he had met Lennon and got a record autographed. He said, I was too far in. I do remember having the thought of, hey, you have got the album now. Look at this. He signed it. Just go home. But there was no way I was just going to go home. He said he's religious and has said he would like to work with a minister if he was released. He is still married to his wife, Gloria, following their marriage 18 months before Lennon's killing. I always kind of wonder about that. People who married a killer. I mean, I get the whole, stand by your man, but not, look, I love my husband. But if he killed somebody, I don't know, sue me, I don't know if I could stay married to somebody who killed somebody. I mean, and vice versa. I think if I ever did something, I don't see my husband staying with me either. I love him to death, and, I stand by him when he, makes a decision to, get, Captain Crunch instead of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which I think is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen. I think Captain Crunch is one of the most disgusting tasting cereals I've ever had. I'm sorry. I know it's the most popular. I'm not trying to do a commercial for them. I just don't like the taste, and I just don't understand why my husband will choose Captain Crunch. But I stand by my man. I vowed I would be married to him until death do us part. I don't necessarily have to be married to him if, God forbid, he ever commits crime or vice versa. And, my husband knows that, too. If I'm in jail, conjugal visits in jail, I don't think are really, really good. And I think they're taped. I don't know how conjugal visits work. And so, I told him, if you have to marry somebody else, but I just not planning on being in jail, and I don't think he's planning either. But I just find that fascinating when you have somebody that's still married to them. I mean, your life is ruined. Your life, but you know what? I don't know. It's interesting. Celebrities, I would never consider myself a celebrity. There's varying degrees of celebrity, and I never thought of myself as one, and I, love, going, to Walmart and eating out and talking to people, and I'll give autographs. And, when you're in radio, people don't necessarily know what you look like. I've done a lot of TV stuff, but at first, nobody really knew what I looked like if it wasn't for looking me up, and seeing the picture. And then I'm like, now that I saw that, I can't, she sounded a lot sexier. Now, I don't sound sexy, by the way. I think I have the worst voice ever. I sound as unsexy as they come, but people, might have some sort of image of me. Then they see how I look. But I gotta tell you, it scared me when I started to have stalkers and I had somebody come into my house. There are people out there. There are stalkers. There are, and I caution a lot of the younger people on this whole idea of celebrity status. Everybody wants to be a celebrity. Now people post on social media, and we talked about this. Everybody wants to be a journalist. Everybody wants to be a celebrity. They want to have followers. They want to have fans. It's addictive. You've got people that have never even thought of, going into show business, and then they end up, getting some followers, or somebody likes one of their posts and then they get the itch. And I hear that, and people will tell me, they go, oh my gosh, I have almost 2,000 followers, looked after Dolly, and I'm like, that's cool, that's great. And I'm like, are you really ready to ride that roller coaster? I mean, is that something you really want to do? I don't know if that's, because then you start to get depressed if somebody doesn't, like you or follow you, or, you need to have thick skin, you need to be ready for the bumps, you need to be ready for people that hate you, but you also have to be prepared that there's going to be some real sick individuals, like John Hinckley Jr., wanting to kill the president to get the attention of Jodie Foster. There are individuals out there, kill President Reagan, there are individuals out there that have the most weirdest sense of reality. And they've disassociated with the reality that we know. And they're in a different world. And who knows, maybe our world is the one that's wrong. And, you have so many people with quote-unquote mental illness. Sometimes, when you're around so many of them, you start to think, well, wait a second, maybe am I wrong? You suddenly start to doubt yourself. But you have some people that think that it's their duty, or that God told them to kill somebody. And you're like, where did you get this from? And, a lot of celebrities might, get a sense of, look, I want to be around people. I don't like being walled up. I want to talk to people. And some of them also like they like being asked for an autograph, or they like the attention. And I've seen it. I live in Vegas, so we see celebrities all the time, and people with their entourages and all that and everything. And it is. I could see how it's a lift, and I could see how people kind of like it, and it is. I love it when people ask me for my autograph or they want to take a picture with me. It's cool. But unfortunately, for every instance of fun or excitement, there's other things going on. There's a whole another dimension going on where people could be planning something and I really caution those that have the sort of celebrity status where they don't have 24-hour security. And here's John Lennon, the Beatles. So you would think that somebody like him could afford to have 24/7 security, and I'm not exactly sure what the security situation was for him at the time, but, he stepped out with his wife. I believe it was broad daylight. And he thought that he could at least enjoy, his neighborhood, at least enjoy, and nope, there was somebody planning. And there are people always planning. And it's not an easy thing. And, you might think, well, my TikTok video, my YouTube video, nobody really cares. You don't know. It's somebody might just pick you, and there's no rhyme or reason, because again, when somebody has that severe degree of mental illness, they're not using the logic that you are. You would think and be like, no, they'd be more concerned about Taylor Swift or Katy Perry. No, it might be you, because again, they think you're accessible. Look at just what Mark David Chapman even admitted it. He went after John Lennon because John Lennon seemed more accessible. So I just caution anybody that, really wants to become an overnight star and have fans and celebrities without the money coming with it for you to, from here on out, decades later, have security, rethink it. 1-877-DOC-SOLLY.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.